death? Is it really our ally?
Answers with Ken Ham, developer of a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, do some people really believe that death's our friend?
Well, it certainly sounds strange to me, especially when we attend funeral services of loved ones. But if you accept evolution, then death must be our ally in the creation of life. You know, the late evolutionist Carl Sagan described his view of death in these words, "The secrets of evolution are time and death." That's what he said. According to this view, death explains all the wonderful diversity of life on Earth. Death's always been a part of history. It's our ally. This has become the most widely accepted view of death today. But the book of Genesis gives a completely different view of death. Death is an enemy, as the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians. It's an intruder that has invaded our once perfect world. And the book of Revelation tells us death will one day be cast into the lake of fire. You know, Christians need to make sure they know who is their enemy. In fact, how can you fight a war if you can't even identify the enemy? Death is our enemy. According to Romans 3:23, death's the penalty for sin, and this fact's the foundation of the gospel. So you see, the whole message of the gospel and salvation in Christ depends upon the right view of death.
Ken Ham offers the answer to the question, why does a loving God allow death and suffering and terrorism in this world? Ken's insights are found in a booklet he wrote right after 9/11. For your free copy, go to AnswersRadio.com.